Hey, this show is entirely listener-supported. That's you. You're a listener. If you want to support the show and find out how to get bonus content and early episodes and monthly video hangouts with me and Jeff, you can head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Fucking disappeared me like, well, it's been 40 years and nobody found it and I had $1 million and now I'm dead.
Yeah.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Water.
Sounds delicious.
The building block of life.
And so much more. It's water. Water, it's wet.
This episode brought to you by water. I don't know why water has, it's not like bottled water.
No,
it's not
just
like a brand
water.
Of water. Just somehow water.
Dig deep enough in your yard, you'll find water.
Like, it's crazy. Like, who's spending this money?
I don't understand
just
it.
Just on water. Like, we're all aware of water.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to turn down an advertiser. Certainly not.
Yeah.
We need the money, but like, just water?
When it rains, that's water.
Like, we know that, though. But like, we have to play these. I'm sorry. We have to play
they're
these.
They're paying us a
we're
lot.
We're getting paid a lot of money just, I guess, to inform you about water? It seems crazy. But, you know. At least it's not like a fucking Loot Crate or something, am I right, everybody? Like, you already know about Loot Crate, but you fucking know about water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no, water is something that I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Because you're thirsty?
Because I'm thirsty, and I forgot to bring a glass of water out here with me.
Yeah.
But also, all the news about the ice sheets.
Oh, man.
The fact that our Environmental Protection Agency is going to be pulled apart from the inside, most likely.
Jesus, God.
And a lot of environmental protections are going to be
removed. You hear, I heard on the way, literally on the way here to record, there was a story on NPR about the EPA dude during his confirmation hearing was saying, like, you know that law that California passed to make more stringent car emissions standards than the rest of the nation? And we let them do that, we're going to repeal that.
We're going to repeal that. Because as Republicans, we hate states' rights.
What? I don't understand. I don't understand. How can they do that opposite of what they've always said? Also,
because he's an oil executive,
who?
Jeff.
What kind of cartoon villain?
Okay, here comes your 30 seconds.
Hate people breathing clean air. Well, how can your position be anti-air? How is every position? I don't understand. Sorry.
Okay, that was your 30 seconds. So because I've been thinking about water a lot lately, I've been interested in like where our water is going. What do we do with all this water? Like we're
drinking
told,
it.
Like we're told that we're in a drought, right?
Sometimes I pee in it.
And we are in a drought.
Yeah, sometimes I swim in it.
Although actually, we're not in as bad a drought as we were.
Thanks to, we have had the, here in California, we've had the wettest winter in 6 years.
Yeah.
Luckily, so this year doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Short term doing good. Wondering where all that extra water and moisture is coming from now that I've heard about the ice sheets melting. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Right now, the reservoirs are full and we're feeling good about ourselves.
It's going to be awesome. The snow skiing happening, snowboarding, everybody's loving it.
But during the drought, we were told like, hey, like people were getting real militant about the fact that I drink almond milk.
Yeah.
Because almonds take so much water.
I used to eat bags of almonds and people, I stopped because I was told that almonds are like the thirstiest of the nuts.
Yeah. But here's the thing about almond milk though. People have two main complaints about almond milk. Number one, almonds take too much water to produce and drinking almond milk is totally wasteful. And number two, almond milk is only like 1% almonds.
Oh really? What
so
is it?
Like how,
what's the other 99% milk?
It's just water.
It's just water.
It's just almond pulp and water and like some flavoring. And so that's the thing is like, my thing was always, hey man, are you pissed at me because I'm using too many almonds or is almond milk not almond enough for what I'm paying for it? Because you can only be angry about one of those things.
Those are kind
things.
Of mutually exclusive.
Yeah. So which is it?
You know, I just moved into a new neighborhood and I'm shocked at how many places around where I live now have fake grass.
Yeah.
And but I'm not opposed to that at all. I think it's cool.
It's
it looks good too. Here, it's very expensive.
Also, it doesn't look that good.
It looks fine.
It looks fine, but it's kind of like, oh, that's, I'm in a theme park. That's,
maybe,
that's
but it's
really
not like
real.
Painted cement. You know, it's not, people used to have green painted cement for a while.
Yeah, but in a couple months after everybody's dogs are peeing on that fake grass, take a whiff of that fake grass.
Mm.
Anyway, all of these things are things that we were told to do because we're supposed to be conserving water because these things use lawns are a huge waste of water.
Right.
Almond milk, certain crops are huge. So I was like, dude, how much water are we actually using in things? And so I found this article by Quartz. Quartz, if you don't go to Quartz News, you should go to Quartz News.
Quartz, I it's like what Quartz. Water comes in.
No, no.
Or milk?
No.
They come in quartz?
But they published the findings of a study by Grace Communications. The average global water footprints for some of our most beloved foods.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
So okay. I'm gonna we're going to be encouraged that they don't really take that much water.
Yeah, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, I think.
Oh, good.
And not at all feel horrible about yourself. So I'm going to name some foods, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
And you just tell me how many gallons of water
all right.
you think, or cups, if you think it takes a small amount. Gallons, quarts, cups, tablespoons, whatever you think it takes right. to make this kind of food, okay?
Okay.
Number one, a single slice of pizza. How much water goes into a
single
slice?
Not a whole pizza, a slice of pizza.
Just a single slice of pizza. Let's say it's a single slice of, let's say, cheese pizza.
With, like, water topping?
No water on top. And I'm not even counting the bottle of water that sometimes comes free with the pizza if you get it during the afternoon.
So this is not almond pizza. This is not. It's just regular cheese pizza. 5 gallons.
42 gallons of water.
Oh, that's more than I expected.
Water.
42 gallons to make.
42 gallons of water to make a single slice of pizza. Are you ready for this?
So you're saying that in an average pizza, there's like 8 slices, so that's 8 times 42 for a pizza?
Yeah, so we're talking about around like 330 gallons of water for a cheese pizza.
That's a lot.
That's 18,
a thirsty pizza.
Are you ready for this? It's 18 gallons for the flour to make the dough.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
21 gallons for the cheese and 3 for the sauce, because mozzarella is...
Watery.
It's watery, really watery cheeses. But it also counts the water that it takes
for the cows
to feed and and hydrate the cows.
Right.
So about French pizza, for whatever reason, only takes 20 gallons of water.
The French, their pizza is dry. It's Chinese, dry like their wit.
Chinese pizza takes around 50, so it's a little higher than ours.
Oh. Wet.
So good pizza, real pizza, 42 gallons.
It's pretty intense. So
weird
no more pizza.
Ass foreign pizza. It could differ.
So is that higher? I don't know the statistics on almonds. Is that higher than a bag of almonds?
You know, I should have looked up almonds.
Yeah. What else you got on that list?
Here's what else I got on this. Let's try a dozen eggs, Jeff.
A dozen eggs.
Dozen
well,
eggs.
Okay. So now we're thinking water to feed the chickens.
Right. So now that we've done the pizza, you see the holistic approach we're taking.
Right. We're taking water to feed the chickens, water for the grain that the chickens eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go
with... We're not taking water for like the dude who delivers the eggs or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go less than pizza. I'm going to go 25 gallons.
A dozen eggs is 636 gallons of water.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Here's what's up.
That's insanity.
Every single egg takes an average of 53 gallons of water to produce. So egg more than pizza.
No!
If you want to save the environment, eat pizza, not egg.
Eat and nothing!
Don't have a breakfast pizza. One of those fancy places where they crack an egg on your pizza.
Oh, God.
Fuck you,
guys.
That's
the wettest pizza of all.
That's like 100 gallons.
Jesus Christ.
That's like you have dehydrated an entire village to have an egg pizza.
600 gallons of water for a dozen eggs?
Chickens require water-intensive grain feed that's about 2 pounds per every pound of chicken protein produced. So for every 2 pounds of grain we feed into a chicken, we get 1 pound of chicken.
Hmm.
So you can imagine over every day feeding these chickens this grain.
Right.
How much it takes for them to just like make an egg.
We would save this planet if we could figure out a way to not eat.
I hate to be this guy. Eat fewer animal products, Jeff?
Mm. Nah, those are delicious.
Those are delicious, and it's the circle of life brought to you by water. Let's try this. I'm now that guy that just said, hey, eat less meat, dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How are your plants doing on the old chart of water?
Well, what do you think a pound of lettuce takes to make?
Oh, lettuce.
I see the most garbage of all the vegetables.
Yeah, but I see it in the Ralph's in the supermarket. They spray it with water every 10 minutes.
This doesn't count the fancy ass LA grocery store
the
spritzing.
Sound effects and light show that is involved with spraying your lettuce with water.
Have you ever walked into like a ridiculously upscale grocery store and just seen the pyrotechnic display they do for their vegetables?
It's like a phantasmic for
it's like going to the Bellagio and watching the fountains, but like for carrot sticks.
Uh-huh.
They're just like spritzing down these carrots. It's like luxurious.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's crazy.
They don't need that much, guys. Who are they doing that for?
So
who believes that carrots need that much spraying down all day, every day? I can't eat a dry carrot. I just can't.
Why would you want a dry carrot? It ruins your palate.
Have you been massaging these carrots? I see that they're getting sprayed. Are they getting massaged?
So daily, we give the carrots a 7-point regimen. It's a holistic approach. There's yoga. There's aromatherapy. We bring in a mandolinist who mandolins for the carrots.
Okay.
And then the carrots, of course, are wiped down with a series of oils that ensure that they're rosy complexion and they're tender to the touch.
What kind of music is played for them? Like after closing, of course, not during the day.
I mentioned the mandolinist who plays the only mandolin music.
Okay.
And then, of course, we also have after closing, as you mentioned, we also, of course, have a Bach's 13th concerto. As you know, carrots love Bach.
Carrots do love Bach. I do know that. I remember that from my home ec class. A pound of lettuce requires 30 gallons of water to create.
A pound of lettuce
pound
is how much?
Lettuce.
How much is that? One head of lettuce?
It's about a head. Yeah.
Pound
maybe
of lettuce.
Maybe two heads of lettuce.
Yeah.
Two heads of lettuce is 30 gallons. So it's less.
So we're fucked is what listen, there's going to be water wars. We're going to be in the water wars and we're going to fight for water and then have to murder people for water. And then one head of lettuce will be sucked dry of all its water. And
it's all, you know, the future is a mix of like a Mad Max, a Tank Girl and a Solar Babies kind of, you know,
I like
that's
it.
Really, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't like it, but I see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll still have gasoline, though, right?
Oh, we'll have so much gasoline.
Okay, good.
We're never going to stop gasoline. Oh, my God. Water, fuck water. As long as we've got gasoline, we're good. We just need to keep making legislation that protects gasoline.
Thank God. Fuck water.
Fuck water. But yeah, Meatless Mondays are something that the Grace Report advocates for.
Mm-hmm.
Not going fully vegetarian, not going fully vegan. But like if one day a week you switch to these less water hungry crops.
I'm going to say that they didn't pick the right day. I mean, I understand Meatless Monday is, it rolls off the tongue.
Sure. It's alliterative. And
we like the alliterative stuff, but they picked the same day that Monday Night Football is on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to go meatless when I'm ready for some football.
No, God, no.
I got my chips. I got my dips. I got to have my wings and brats. Got to have my wings. Got to have my brats. I got to have my patties, maybe some ribs. I gotta have my steaks. I gotta meat it up.
It's Meatful Mondays is what Jeff does. If you get together with people every Monday for football and literally make that spread, you would have to do Meatless Tuesday through Sunday, I think,
I would have to do heart exam Wednesdays is what I would have to do.
Something I do want to say is if you're in the U.S., our lettuce, for whatever reason, uses half the water of lettuce around the world, kind of like the pizza was different. Our lettuce takes 30 gallons. Lettuce in other places, for some reason, takes 60.
Fucking
so
greedy
USA,
foreign lettuce.
USA.
Greedy foreign lettuce is coming here, and they're stealing our water. That's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
We got to put a wall between us and the foreign
lettuce.
Lettuce.
We have undocumented. Oh, it's just sitting there.
That bit used to be funny, but it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny anymore because now it's real.
Yeah.
Finally, Jeff, a bar of chocolate.
A bar of chocolate.
A single bar of chocolate.
Yeah. I'm about to be heartbroken now because I'm not going to be able to have chocolate. Bar of chocolate takes all the water. It takes every bit of water
so
you have.
We're talking about a Hershey bar, right? Like, let's imagine the classic Hershey bar. A Hershey bar weighs about 1.55 ounces.
Okay. And it has a golden ticket inside.
That's it. It has a golden ticket inside that takes you to the water factory where everybody is allowed to drink water while the rest of us die.
Oh, Augustus Gloot falls in the water.
He just falls in the water. He just loves it. A bar of chocolate, Jeff. How many gallons?
It's going to impress me. 100 gallons. 100 gallons of water for a ball of chocolate.
Higher.
Oh, no. It's higher? Higher than 100 gallons of water?
Give me another guess. Higher.
Anthony, you're killing me here, man. You're killing me. Is it 500 gallons of water?
Lower. 317 gallons of water to create a single Hershey bar. A single Hershey bar. Can you believe that shit?
I guess because they wash the cocoa bean. I mean, what the fuck are they using all the water for?
They've got to grow all the cacao.
Yeah.
They've got to grow all the cacao, then they got to dry it out, and then they
mix
it with
the sugar is what it is. It's the damn sugar.
There's like all this stuff, the corn syrup. There's all this stuff that they've got to grow to make that. So 317 gallons of water. Now, you don't get the benefits. Here's the fucked up thing about this. You don't get the benefits of hydration when you eat a slice of pizza or a fucking chocolate bar.
In fact, they make you thirsty.
They make you thirsty.
Yeah.
We're doing this wrong.
But they're so delicious, Anthony.
So even like, if you were to go meatless, if you were to do Meatless Monday, you should be sure that like, you don't go meatless and then also just eat a bunch of candy. Which is what I think a lot of people would do if they went Meatless Monday.
Yeah. No, that's called Sugar Saturday and Sugar Sunday.
70% of our world's water goes to agriculture and food.
Yeah.
That's it. 70%. So if you're wondering where the water shortage is coming from, where these droughts are, why it's scary that we're running out of water, like, this is the main thing that we're supposed to look at.
But it's also, I think, why there are so many people who just roundly...
There's nothing we can do.
Right. What would you have us do?
We have to eat.
Yeah. What would you have us do? Deny myself my Hershey bar? Go fuck yourself. I'm an American. I earned my right to my Hershey bar.
And you have. And like, I don't argue that. I don't argue eating a Hershey bar every once in a while. You know my love for ice cream.
Yeah.
I love ice cream.
Ice cream. 8 billion gallons of water.
I might be able to go vegan if it wasn't for ice cream. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I love ice cream. It probably uses 80 gajillion.
Yeah.
Gallons of water. But I mean, you can look at the full grace report. You can look at these things and you can be like, hey, what are the things that I'm eating that like I like but I don't love?
Right.
That use the most water that I can maybe try to cut out of my diet more.
But I feel like some of these things, forgive the pun, but you drown in data.
Yes.
Because at a certain point,
it's paralyzing.
It's paralyzing. Absolutely. It's paralyzing. And I think people just reject it a whole cloth to say, I'm overwhelmed. Fuck it. I reject the idea of there's even a problem. Let's just, I'm just going to live my life and do whatever I want and be a glutton.
Well, I mean, and that's why the biggest, easiest thing that they say to do is like a meatless day of the week, because we do know, like, just from going over those facts,
right,
we do know that the majority of this water is going to livestock where we get most of these byproducts.
Right.
So if you can cut down on eating meat even a little bit, not only is it probably better for your health if you live here in the US, because we eat like way more meat than most other countries.
Right.
But like, it makes a big environmental impact if everybody just does it a day a week.
Yeah.
Or like, don't, man, because we'll all be, anybody listening to this is going to be dead within like 60, 70 years.
True.
Just like, let it go. Like, do what the government's doing right now and admit just that we're all going to be dead.
Just live it up.
We'll all be, we're not going to see it.
Repeal everything.
Repeal it all.
Just fucking let us all
sort it out.
Tear off my clothes, run down the street.
Chocolate bar.
Yeah, baby. Let it happen.
Pizza everywhere. I'm going to bathe in almond milk for my complexion.
Oh, it's going to be so great. We earned it.
We have earned it for all of our hard work.
Oh, we've worked so hard to fucking be able to just piss on the planet.
Don't at us.
I don't know.
Don't at me.
Yeah.
Don't at me, bro.
We probably pissed a bunch of people off, but whatever.
I mean, look, there are counterpoints to all this stuff, but one thing you cannot counter is like we're using up a lot of the drinkable water.
It makes, you know, I think about it every time I take a shower. I think about it all the time. And that's because I grew up in California where we always had to deal with
it. Where you always have to think about it. And I think there are other parts of the country where it's like, dude, it rains here all the time.
Right.
I don't see why I should stop drinking water. You know what I mean?
It gets cold here all the time. Yeah, that's not global warming.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
And it's, you know, like you how have cold to kind it of, is. you have to kind of look at the larger data. And we're not, I'm definitely, this is not an episode where I'm telling everybody to go vegetarian because
except as you are, just on one day. You said, instead of watching your Monday Night Football, Jeff, and you having your brats
stop watching football, stop having fun, and for one day a week, sit in an all-white room and think about what you've done. That's all I'm saying.
It's the Carboni
way.
That's
all I'm saying. Don't at me. But if you do, I'm at A Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata. Send me wings and brats.